Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part.
Let Chicago bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a longtime friend of mine, Lisa Kunin, and a friend of the show's when you didn't even know about it. She was helping me. Her book, her business, Book Direct New York, is she's the founder and the president of that. 25 years. Congratulations, Lisa, on that. Lisa was helping me book guests on the show when we first began, and she still is. And some of our greatest guests of all time have come through Lisa. And Lisa, I just want to say thank you for being the professional that you were back in the day when I was trying to get off the ground. You and I were doing the same thing with your business. We were commiserating and comparing notes on our businesses and our families. And so it's good to have you as an old friend. I want you to talk a little bit about your experience as a business owner now, not necessarily in the industry, but as a business owner, you know, making payroll and training people and hiring people and dealing with knuckleheads like me. Go ahead.
I had a partner in the very beginning. It is not my best skill to get exactly the address. And anyhow, my partner mainly did that.
Uh-huh.
And, she was tough to work with. We were very different people. I asked her why she wanted to stay.
Partnerships are hard.
It's so much better to be on my own. And in the beginning, and even sometimes now, I get freelancers, and that's so different. The relationship is different. Everything, you know, there are things that get discussed and other things that don't.
Yeah.
What about
customers and getting paid, and how has that changed over the years?
I have one customer, a media company, that calls me a lot. As soon as the project is finished, I mean as soon, like within 2 days, I get paid.
Good.
And that's fabulous. I've worked with some companies, it could be 2 months, and that's not fabulous
at all. I've been through that myself, yeah.
I'm sure. And I also pay quickly, really, really fast. I usually, this happened as over the years, I ask for half of the fee up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deposits are smart. That's a smart thing to do. Yeah. There's no question. You need your clients to have some skin in the game before you go putting yourself out there. And that's a really good lesson, folks. You've heard me say this many times before on some, you know, certain business models, depending on what you do, it's okay to ask for some money up front. So what about the people you work with, the people you've hired, the people you've gotten to know? How do you think the American marketplace has changed over the last 25 years?
Not that much.
Okay.
I would say at least half of the producers and hosts that I work with are really glad to hear from me. I'm sure from other bookers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk very fast. We have to go faster. And now everybody has to get a press release before they'll even talk to me, unless it's a friend of mine like you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still send a press release. There's more competition.
More people doing what you're doing?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
God, yes.
Really?
I'd like to say I'm a pioneer. In a way, I guess I am.
No, you are. You are. There's no question about it. You know, even though I'm not involved as much in the I'm not the first contact anymore for some people. Sometimes I am. I get queries all the time, and sometimes I forward them, sometimes I won't. But I'm not the first point of contact anymore after all these years. But I do have a sense of how many more people are probing us for guests. And you're right. Back in the day, I mean, heck, you and I would talk. You and I would talk a couple of times a week.
That's right.
And so now you're right. There's a lot more people doing it. And how has that affected your business model, having so much competition?
There's competition. I think part of it is the fee, what I charge, or right. what the media company, the contact may charges. To be honest, this is surprising to me. I get paid less than when I first started doing this
wow.
when I was the
wow.
pioneer. I'd say $400 a project.
Wow.
And
that's,
one
that's
of the
really
things
that I
do that most the authors and especially the media companies like, I book fast.
Mm-hmm.
I charge a little more, but I can book 20
well, but
interviews.
But you're a pro. You're a pro. And see
yeah.
the thing about – see, this is the trust thing, Lisa. I've written a lot and talked a lot about this on the show. Trust is a best practice. If we can trust you
yeah. –
if somebody can trust a vendor, somebody to work with, if we can trust you, it's worth more because I don't have to worry about it. So people
right.
who book their shows through you, they ought to pay more because they can trust you because you have a trusting relationship with people like me. You have your network, and you should charge for that. Hey, Lisa, I need your website, please.
It's www.bookdirectny.com. LLC.
LLC.
Sometimes it's easier to get to me by just saying, by just putting in Lisa Kunin radio interviews.
There's
a lot of companies named Book Direct.
Right. Hey, Lisa, good job. Keep up the good work and take care of yourself and come back soon. We'll see you next time. Lisa Kunin.
We have to chat again. Thank you, Jim, for asking me to be on.
She's awesome. Quick break, Steven.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.